Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I want my kids also to grow up thinking, to be proud of who they are. Yeah, their identity, their uniqueness, and everything that's part of them. And I think that's how they gain confidence. That's how they find their footing in the world, by being who they are.
Maging totoo at ipagmalaki ang pinagmulan. Ito ang nais na isapuso ng isang human resource professional, isang ina na lumaki sa Leyte at Cebu at kasalukuyang higit isang dekada nang nakatira dito sa Sydney na si Angeli Costello Matkovich, o mas kilala ng marami na si Jill. Kaya naman matapos ang ilang taong paghahanda na ipublish nito ang tinatawag nitong passion project na children's book na may titulong Magbisaya Ta. Kwento ni Jill, nagsimula ang kanyang passion matapos itong manganak sa panganay nitong babae. Sa tulong at suporta na din ng kanyang asawa at mga kakilala.
During my postpartum, I always feel like there is this feeling of I can do anything. Di ba pag after kang manganak, feeling mo kaya ko lahat to. So I don't know
even. Superwoman.
I did a short course on storytelling, and then after that, like I left it off. I left it. I think just to the back of my mind, because I got pregnant with my second, and I was sick for 6 months of the 9 months of pregnancy. I was mostly vomiting, so I couldn't really do anything. Like I was only working. Like I wasn't really that productive. Like after I gave birth, I felt like if I don't do this now, this is we've decided that we'll only have two kids. So after this parental leave, I won't get this same time again. So I thought I'll do this now. I'll make it my goal that after my second parental leave, that this book will be out.
Pinaka-inspirasyon niya ang mga anak.
My toddler would be my inspiration and my guide. So when I started this, she was 2.5 years old. So, you know, she was already talking in sentences, but she was still in the process of learning, increasing her vocabulary, you know, just really learning to talk and express herself. Mm-hmm. So when I was creating the content, I would always think of, you know, how, you know, would she find this engaging? You know, what would work for her? And I've also been reading about bilingual language, and it works when it's something that can be part of their day to day. So the book is about everyday. It's the expressions you use for your routine. So from the moment you wake up in the morning, maing adlaw, until you go to bed.
Sabi ni Jill, nakakatabang puso dahil marami ang handang tumulong, lalo na sa paghahanap niya ng editor, illustrator at ilang professional sa academe.
I'm a graduate of the University of San Carlos in Cebu, and there is a Cebuano department, Cebuano literary, who I think they actually have somebody who's done a few things in terms of this type of material. And she said, why don't you get some feedback from her, Dr. Hope Yu? And so I reached out to her. Then a few weeks later, she said, oh, you know, this is such a good material. Here's my feedback. And it was more around, I guess, the content of the book. And then I had the editing done by my friend, Joanna. And then on the back end, I was working with an illustrator to put together the material. So things that I really was working with her is to make sure that it wasn't just a book, but I want her to embed a lot of the Filipino elements.
Pag-amin pa nito, nalampasan niya ang maraming pagsubok para mailabas ang libro dahil sa kanyang pagmamahal sa mga anak na habang mga bata ay sisimulan nilang matutunan at makilala ang kanilang pinagmulan.
So it started when I had my eldest. So I've been really thinking about, oh, like, how can I teach her Bisaya? Because when I think about it, you know, I was born in the Philippines. I was raised by two Filipinos. there's no question in my mind in terms of my cultural identity. I'm Filipino through and through. But for my kids, it's going to be different. The people they interact with 90% of the time speak English to them. They're growing up in an interracial household. They're growing up in Sydney. So, you know, it's going to be a different experience with that. Bisaya is not going to be something that would come to them naturally unless I do something about it. So I think there's a lot of pressure on me to be able to pass this on to them. And then also, I think probably one of the things that really pushed me to do something about it with passion is I've been hearing this from mixed heritage kids and diaspora kids, mga second generation migrants, saying that they're feeling like they're not Filipino enough, or feeling that they're caught in the middle, but not feeling like they fully belong to either culture. And so I want that for my kids. I would want them to feel like, yeah, I'm connected to this and I'm connected to this. Both can coexist, but I don't want them to feel like one is silent and, yeah, I only connect to this Australian side of my heritage because this is where I grew up. So I'm really working on for them to be able to, for this to be part of them while they're still young, so that, you know, they don't have to get into their 20s and then realizing, oh, I've not really been able to connect to that part of me, so now I have to look after or do something about this.
Dagdag pa ni Jill, bonus na matutunan ng mga anak ang wikang Filipino o Tagalog bilang pambansang wika ng Pilipinas. Pero dahil lumaki sa Leyte at Cebu, ganun din ang karamihan sa mga kaanak sa Pilipinas. Gusto niyang magkaroon ng koneksyon ang mga anak sa kanyang pamilya.
The family that they are part of, my parents, their cousins, it's Bisaya. So that's, you know, that's who we are. I think that's very important because, diba, we're very, I think part of the family values that I'm also espousing in our household is really that family, the importance of family. And so I don't want them to be in conversations. And diba, we Filipinos, we like lingering around our dining table. Magchismis, we talk about anything and everything. And so we would be talking in our dialect, especially when there are people from, I guess, from the older generation. Kasi tayo naman, I think the millennials, sometimes we just code switch English and whatever dialect. But, you know, we always adjust depending on who we are with. But, for example, I think the older generation, you know, they would stick to what they're comfortable with. And so I don't want my kids to feel like they're outside of the conversation because every time there's the we're using the dialect, somebody has to translate it for them. So I don't want them to feel like, you know, they're outside of that conversation because they did not understand what was said. So I want them to be part of the conversation. I want them to be able to contribute to that conversation. Diba, minsan meron tayong mga words in our language. It doesn't really translate. Like, it's not a strong translation because it doesn't exist in the Western world, diba? And so I want them to really understand the nuances of our culture, and they can only fully appreciate that if they know the language.
Naniniwala si Jill na malaki ang impluwensya ng kanyang mga magulang at ng mga pagpapahalagang itinuro ng mga ito sa paghubog ng kanyang pagkatao. Bilang isa na ring ina, ipinapasa niya sa kanyang mga anak ang kahalagahan ng pamilya at ang pagpapahalaga sa kanilang pinagmulan.
I actually consider myself a provinciana. Well, provincia man yun, because I grew up in a small town called Tunga with 6,000 voters. Kwan good. It was very simple. It was a little town. Life was just school, church, and just around the household, sa mercado, market. Yeah, it was very simple. It was back in the 90s. So there was no internet. We didn't even have landlines back then. The landlines came when I was in high school. I was already studying in Cebu. We were mostly growing up in the streets, more sheltered than the rest. But still, I was also the youngest in among my cousins. So binaybi pud ko in the extended family. But still, I've been able to experience that childhood nga. Internet, no screens, and really just playing with whatever you can find yourself in the household.
Oh, that's great. Very nice ang experience when you do that. You know, like playing outside, patintero, luksong tinik.
Trace garter.
Ang karanasang ito at marami pang iba ay bahagi ng kanyang libro.
Kahit people are not just learning the language, I want the parents to also have a tool for them to talk about, you know, some of the Filipino elements like Jollibee, you know, what bedtime is like, the bakit na ay Santo Niño, or, you know, you have the rooster at the back. I guess that feeling of being in the Philippines. So we've tried to embed that in the book as well. And also there's an activity at the back of it. So I've really tried to maximize in terms of what I can put together. It's not a textbook, it's a children's book, but I made sure that it's appropriate between the 2 to 5. So I hope it reaches the families who are like me, have been looking for tools to introduce Bisaya to their little ones. It could be something that you as a parent can share your experience, what it was like during your childhood. What it was like playing the tumbalata, what it's like eating isaw. I think a lot of this also is quite personal because if the cover of the book, it's a representation of my family. I've got a girl and a boy, and so because I want them to be able to connect to it, if whether they become fluent in Bisaya or know a few, pick up a few words, you know, they already have a material that they can actually connect to. And if they become parents someday, they won't need me. They already have the book. I think this can be my legacy.
May mahalagang mensahe din si Jill Costello Matkovic sa mga magulang na tulad niyang naghahangad na matutunan at makilala ng mga anak ang kultura at kanilang pinagmulan.
I know it's not as easy being away from our village and raising our kids in a different country. Our language is beautiful. I think we have to embrace that. We have to show that to our children that we are proud of who we are. All the things that makes us, you know, we should show that to our children. So grow up as they build their sense of identity, they're actually proud of like all aspects of themselves, the Bisaya part of themselves, the Filipino part, the Australian part, or whatever that, you know, whatever parts of components of their identity there is, that they are proud to show that. As parents, we should be role modeling these behaviors if we want to raise children who are confident in who they are.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.